Everything is fine.
So that's just left to deal with sending Hobito. That's in the fundamental issues in the front of the table. First, let me deal with some aspects of Virginia here. I mentioned last week that the previous brother thought that Romitoch might be confronted in the Hood, certainly should not apply to Shevelim, and he made mitzvahs somewhat up in the air. I was glad to find out Yener, his discussion with Romitoch, we'll get that in a moment. As we explained for a while here, the nature of the halacha of the Hadassah of the Babel. So then he says, "Vay dina the Rababu, it be mishuat shuvat rabbi adei dechad, be mishuat b'nei miktsad. Go to chashud al shuva, and you call it shuva, and you tell chashud al shuva mishalem. מי מתווה אינו חשוב, זאת אומרת שני חשודים, תקנו רבנו שיתווה בשבועה. They first did more than one of them said about Bez, but that's the case. So even in general survey which he has, of where does the halacha apply, but doesn't apply, so he singles out, maybe makes this to be on the same level as the Chod, pointedly omits Shuvah the Shomrim. I think this would be supported what I suggested based on the Gemara of Tzad Chesim of Metziah, that the Shuvah Hashem actually should not apply, regardless of how it's the Amito. That's one part. Secondly, we have any member of the Shanim. Like Tasis, Lamedal and Beit Yishu in specific cases that's the Rababe. That's how necessarily we have to a place in the whole world of Bitoch. If that's the Rababe, why should it be Neman to say Chas V'Dichas to be Yikon Selech Otavti? How is the case that Selech Otavti? You go ahead to heaven the Eidechot and be Nishma. Let's enable that Shuvah over here as well, same manner as the Gemara says with regard to an answer, if you could, have a migur, but if the time you could have sworn would have involved a shuwa, now if you have a migur, the time you do swear also would have a shuwa pendant to it. So here, while the same thing with regard to shuwa deraisa, the mechadesh that kind of a shuwa. Why does that work? Well, I think the direction of the Shanim. Test works one direction. I believe that one can also work in another direction. And then we look at the Minyanim. If what Test says is that Migay gets the Dechod, that the migui could overcome. The problem is the migui gets to the dechod, the problem is got the shvur. And whatever the shvur, the Torah said, if it's a dechod, you have to be nishba, and that becomes the test. If you had no migui, the Dechod would win. That's all of Bitoch. The Dechod always wins, except that so that's the last time through the parachute kind of ensure a situation where you have the ability to escape past the Shavur. But if you don't swear, then you lose, and that's the assumption that the Dechod basically comes from Mammon, which is discussed on various occasions, it comes from Mammon. And but shvur is a way of bringing yourself that miga is not supposed to go to shvur. If miga were to be not a part of the shvur but equivalent to shvur, the stars would fall off. But that is a suit up, is not the case. Miga is not instead of a shvur, if it works, it'll be part of the shvur. Now this assumption that were that not the case, that Migui would overcome the Edechod, what overwhelms the Migui is not the Edechod per se. What overwhelms the Migui is the Chishua. That's the law, like this, where the Torah says it's Chishua. The Dechot is Neman within the limits of Shavur. But that's not the foregone conclusion. Well, in theory, if you have a case of Shavur, the Dechot, who's not a Chayav Shavur? The David Kakois, or any other possible reason, there's no Shavur. And then you had a Migui killing off against the Edechod. If we accept this explanation, the Chule, the Migui would win. It forced the Chiv of Shvur, which prevents him from winning. We could have learned differently. The Migui gets the Edechod. The Edechod is indeed superior. Not because it's a Chishua, but because he's more powerful. Now one could ask, okay, but if it's a Shavua, so what happens is more powerful. So the Chavi, so one says more. So what does that mean? But if it's a Chishua, so what does that bring to? So the answer might be a Chinami. That if Big was guest up in the Dech was Loki Shvur, so it'll be a tie, it'll be a toss up. But it's not follow why, because Big and the Dech might be equal to each other. And we had other cases, Shanim Kerl against the Dech. So Big said, it also might be need to say would win. But the fact that the Echad wins, then you go to Shavuot, it could be it's because of the force of the Echad per se. I want to push that a little bit further. Guess what, the Mishnah apologizes to the Echad. Perhaps it needs to be viewed in the context of bigger Hinayim. Why is the bigger that against the Edechot is two Edim? So we know we had possibly a Chesed Gemara. The general assumption of Shem is the bigger against Edim, the question of the Edim when. I have one to learn. That's the bigger command I'm going to. I think about Exumas for a minute. As a possible point of departure, discussing this question. In the case of the Suga by Kosher, Shtar against Edim, so why is it as far as Edim and Tanai, Edim and Tanai? On the purpose of every store, Magic of Masadi, why to come at Nav and Echad, and the Shere becomes Shnayim. You have Shtar, both of you do the Shtar, but what's there was additional condition at Tanai, one man said, well, that was out of Tanai. The rest of my way. So there, if you are Yochi, if you said in effect, both Edom agree that there was a Shtar. Question is not if it's a shtar, but was it tonight or not? You do the two Edim. If Yochi is a very nami, Ella, I'm going to get, I'll be hiding a mega bit up. Besides the Sekhati, and I'll make a set of say, cottage. We don't say that it's two separate issues. One issue is Tanai, the issue is something else. But someone says it was a Tanai. We can't accept that that I got there. Because that too involves trying to undermine the story of the Shtar. So we don't accept it. But it's not clear what the source of the Bechlegis is. One way of understanding is the question of how you regard a one for the Shnayim. Else than this. Yeah. Two ways always regarded this. I say if you have an Edechot, it's two Edim. So it's not a quantitative superiority of two against one. As if you have a meaning that they are the best, then you have to count them. Two Edim, one Edim, a cut, and a single Edim, these are qualitatively different. And Edechot is up against two. It's not that he entered the battle, he fought it out and he lost. He doesn't enter the battle at all. What's the two Edim, the Edech has nothing to say. that's why that's what we say, because when they're the Gemara, and if it's Gushayim, it's nothing. What do we say differently? We say, if we deal with Edis, one Ed, two Edim, this is a qualitatively different, quantitatively different. So it's two will win because they're two. But it's not as if there's no encounter between them. Now I said over here, we've got the other two Edim. We said, ask Rabbi Chama, we've got the Badovigas Stadium. Badovigas Stadium, it's a different league. He has no approach whatsoever. So he, this never led us to Suffolk. See, we know there could be a Tatum lying, that he's telling the truth. But if it's person, the Badova doesn't get to be an aid. As Ivan says many places, it's became a Dover, and those who are Bali Dover. So, mainly, the two are not on the same level, same par. Now what happens? So see one example. Two Edim against an Ed. Of course, it depends on the perspective of how this will go. Another case of a Badova against Edim. A third case of Miga against Edim. Miga against Edim, but we pass it, the person loses Edim. We say two things. The Baal Biga and the Baal Ado and the Edim, they enter lock in battle. But one side is stronger than the other, and he wins. When you say, Amir Kamedim and Amrinan, we don't take them into account at all. But Miga and Edim are two totally different worlds, two different orders. And as long as we can adjudicate something in the letter of Edim, objective Be'ulim, we don't look for that, for what the Baradova has to say. Now, should we say that Miga doesn't exist at all, with regard to Edim, then Miga, and the assumption that Edecha does exist as Edis, particularly with regard to Mammon, we discussed on previous occasions that might be just a Mammon in other areas. In Mammon, Edis and Edecha exists, and then he has to fight against other Be'ulim. In other areas, it doesn't exist at all. If we take it as a general norm, it doesn't exist at all, which is against two Edim. Miga likewise doesn't exist against Edus. The world of Edus is totally different world than that of Miga. So whether it's one or two, it makes a difference. It's the encounter between two disparate forces. The force of Ne'amanus of Bali Dvarim and the force of Ne'amanus of Edim. If we assume that to be the case, we don't have to get involved in the issues which Tesis raises. You can't. Can't win unless you nishba. Why? Because that's the custom of an Edecha of Chayim Shavua, and Edecha is the equivalent to Edim, just that there's an escape hatch of a Shavua, and there is no escape hatch. No, simply, it's not Kochot. Edus and Miga are two different worlds. So Miga against an Edecha would never win, because the qualitative character of the Edus is of a different order than that of the Baldovo. That be the case, he loses. Admittedly, this could depend on how you determine Miga. Miga can be learned in two ways, per se. What is the biggest independent kind of bihul? That is the biggest degree of reinforcement of the Nemaras of the Baal Dor. Strong in the Nemaras of the Baal Dor. If so, the Nemaras of the Baal Dor, the Baal Dor can say this, even if it should not be believed. If it's an independent bihul, then if that's all the questions, but the Rebbe is in the Dechot, the Rebbe is in the Dechot, Shchazi Surah, Chazokin, and gets in the Dechot, and the Dechot loses. But it's the most of Adobe, the Chuz, they should not lose. So that being the case, we ask ourselves, what happens when the Dechot comes up against the Migir? So, the Tzitz Shita is that the Migir should win if it were good Migir. The problem is the Migir is not a good Migir. That's the specifications. Tzitz assumes apparently that the Migir would not win. The reason that Tzitz gives is not just inherently we can't take into account the Dechot. Because the Migur Kavadim, that's it, you can't take account of the Eidechot. The reason that it gives is because if that's the Shua forthcoming, it's the two Eidim. And Eidechot is always like two Eidim without, unless you have the option of Shua as an escape hatch. I tried to say that the reason that the Eid wins is because either he's stronger than the Migur, but stronger than the Migur not because he's inherently more powerful than the same range. So the different range is different order altogether. Or to say that even if it's the same order, but still he's a more powerful. The horsepower of the Eidus is more than the horsepower of Migur. Now, there's one other variant of what we've seen, which is emphasized particularly by Rediano. Look at Tesvis. These tarets. And here, Kvusha, Kvusha, Vom. The Vadaya, the Migi, the Migi, the good. Very bad, the Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Migi, the Boy, the Mali, the Tafti. Rabbi Sov, Rabbi Ditle, Migur, Chayev. The Migur, the Boy, the Baby, the Chetafti. Rabbi Sov, Rabbi Ditle, Migur, Chayev, Chayev, Nigat, Nigat, Echad, Mechayev, Mechayev, Yeshua, Meshu, Nater, Kenu, Adin, Shishva, Lakish, Seyed, Yisharem. Now that can be understood, I think, in two ways. And I'm not sure which way it goes. What it understands, as I said before, it has to do with not with the nature of Shvur, but with the nature of Eidechot. Eidechot is equivalent to two Eidim, but without an escape hatch. In Surah is Neman, there's no escape hatch, there's no escape hatch either. Or one can learn differently. The reason the Migur gets in the Dechot that the Migur loses has to do with what the Chiv Shvua is. The Chiv Shvua is you must disarm the Dechot. Dechot is a powerful tool. That tool is the one which says what he says goes, unless you disarm him. Suppose you haven't disarmed him, and he just says it's a powerful instrument, sure. Going to lose. That doesn't have to be to say going to lose because you're as if you're two aided. That's what Shah and Tesis. Every Decha is 10 feet tall. If it's two aided, except for the Shur. But if not the Shur, if every Tesis Shur and Decha is equivalent to two aided. Even if we don't say that, we say Decha is only an Decha. But in order to overcome the Edechot, there's only one way to do that. Let's knock him out of the batter's box by obtaining Yeshua. If you don't be sure that the Edechot, Kwai Edechot, not because two Edim, Kwai Edechot, you haven't done anything. Now, if you were actually to say, define the Eidechot, if you were to say that Dichadvi Dichadvi, then you would be encountering the Eidechot. Then you would not be defined the Eidechot. You never said, when I was a Chatav, I don't know what he did. No, sir. If he says, the Rebbe would have been, the Rebbe would have been the Lechatavti. So if you say Lechatavti, then you wouldn't count the Eidechot, then you would have won. But if you say Lechatavti, Dichatvi, so what the Eidechot says, you have not challenged. And since normally speaking, we say Chatavti, Shalom Shalayu, so what the Eidechot, what he said stands, and what would have disarmed him, is not, was sure that you didn't get. So it's a question whether your Eidechot needs to be defied and disarmed. Otherwise, Kwai Dechot he wins, and the Dechot will never be sued. Or when you say the Dechot becomes a two-aidim, he's always a two-aidim, just as there's a two-aidim and three-aidim, there's a two-aidim in the Dechot. Yerubish means that if it's a Shua, then you will circumvent him. Shua needs to be Shua, which defies the statement. This question, I believe, I tell the difference between Tesis and Rabin Yehuda. My understanding of Tesis is that the Edechot would always win because the Edechot is like Shnaim. That's why he wins. I believe, thinks differently. Let me read the relevant passage to you. We're going to finish a little bit. Explain about the meter. Rabbi Nishmad di Dei Chataf, Rabbi Miga di Boi di Abtoy di Chataf di Abim Him and Shur. And he used the example of the Gemara Chassayin in the Dafayin Bar Batrer, of Kit Rabbi Rabbi Shur, Mishtad di Amar Amad Zati Vat Shur Miga di Boi Yom Amar Nehetsur, Shur Rabbi Shur. So now he comes to his test. Chach Pirush Shadavar Zer. שכיבת תורה שבועה, על פי יד אחד, שבועה זו, כפי שהיא שבועה, נתבעה להקריש את העת. דוח יד השין, ויקום יד אחד באיש יכול לבון, פירוש, לחייב אדם בדידותו. אבל קמו בשבועה, להשביע המקריש עדותו, שחייב ישבע לשבועה שאין עד בעיד אמת. Point the shvuyas to override the Eidechot, to say that he's lying, to challenge him. It's not to get on the scales and see who's going to tip the scales more. The din shvua shechivat Torah kach, o yishova shvua shechivat Torah, o yishalem, hil gozeh shetoy yinchas v'dichatzvi, kivon shiro yechol lo yidak kishet ha'el, shvua, אי אפשר להישאר שבועה מחויבת מן התורה. הרעיד במקום שניים, ולא יהיו שניים מעידים שחטף הנצחה, אז הם משלם. לא יהיה נאמן לומר דידי חטפי. והאם דם לבא במחויבת שבועה ולכן שבועה, כי הייתי וכו'. The stress of you is that you cannot counterbalance the Eidechot. You can't say, well, the Eidechot goes in scales, you weigh so much. I go in the scales, I weigh a little bit more. In that case, you are counterbalancing him, you are not confronting him. The whole point of Shua is Eidechot, and this is different from Shua Bibi Vixas, is to confront. And the part of the confrontation through Shavua, which is qualitatively of a different order than what the Eid is saying, through Shavua you demolish the Eid. That finish him off. This is not an element which I think I here in Tesis. But the Tesis says we don't need to demolish the Eid. Let's assume he's healthy and well, he's on his feet. But the Miga would be stronger than he is if there were a solid Miga. Or the other Pshat tells you later on, the Iva, that the Miga would not be stronger because the Miga, the person who has the Eidus, the Dechad, as long as those Shavuos, the equivalent of Shnei Eidim. Many, many years ago, this was going back close to 50 years there, the Lord once mentioned the Chagav of Dimon and Reb Chaim, that the Halacha of Shavua is you have to swear against the Eid. As mentioned, the Reb Chaim and Rabbi Yehuda, but when I saw Rabbi Yehuda, I thought that perhaps what he had meant. Upon him, where one day the Miga is always better if it's a good Miga, that's to pass the test parameters of Miga. Other views that the person who has the Miga, even if he has the Miga, loses. And why does he lose? That's the possibility that Miga doesn't even begin to get into the area when he's against Aedis, which Aedis and Miga are two different things. Here I suggest it might depend on the question of how you saw Miga. If Miga is superannuated or beefed up, Baldovo, or is it independent that much? If it's independent Baldovo, means Aedis loses. It's a different type of Nemanus. Perhaps he would win. Another possibility that the reason that the Eidechot wins is not because the Miga can't get off the ground. If he gets off the ground, but the Eidechot is simply stronger. If the Shavua, then the Baldam who swears has neutralized the Eid. And that's sufficient. Надо посмотреть, где это ходит. И потом воздух еще где это ходит, если бы никуда твоим, просто за шуа. Чет, ну, что раз я и батять вода в лоу. But Badov is saying, takes the form of Shvur, that will indeed overcome and neutralize the Eidechud. But if it's not neutralized, then that's us and Rabbah, the Eidechud is doing for us. Now, the various possibilities that throughout over here all involve analysis. Not only the respective kirchis, but the confrontation between two elements, two forces, but each element is considered separately. How do you understand Migi? How do you understand Eidechud? How do you understand two Eidim together as a cat, as opposed to an Eidechud? How do you understand Shvur? All this is part of the picture. This may have some bearing, but the question which we also touched upon, with regard to the Mishneh, the same too that Shvur Darabanan. So the time we discussed that maybe it has to do with the extent to which you say the B'tirp Shein Yochid Shava, and the Reitzid Shava, are supposed to be Be'er Echad. That assumed that the power of a Shvur is not what created Mitoch, but the expectation of Chiyu from that of Chiyu Maman, Shvur is Chiyu Maman. But if what we say now may be correct, at least with regard to Eidechud, Shvur, Tachapar, which may be an Eidechud, for instance, we got the Karkois, if the Shvur is if it's Mitzabaran, the dialogue may be different than what happens with regard to Shvur. What happens to get Shvur Darabanan is different from Shvur Daraisa. Shvur Daraisa, either it's the equivalent to Edim, or if you don't overwhelm him, you lose. In a Shvur, none of that occurs. It's good to swear, but beyond that, no disputation, no challenge, no confrontation, none of that. Now, one other element we have an issue here. And this is something which is very problematic in the Gemara. Depends on your source. Still ask the Rabbi, let me add just one other thing. Ask the Rabbi, we discussed the concept of Asugi, and who's going to win it in turn. The bigger win, with the Baldova win. We can't ask the Rabbi in another context, the Baruch Shavuos, with regard to Shavuos Seidus. There's a problem. The problem is not who's going to win the ball game. The problem is whether the person refuses to be Nishba, whether he's affecting adversely. So that's interesting, the first person who wanted to swear. Now, it's entirely possible that even if that's true, in one case you deal with actual chiyuv mamon, in another case you deal with chiyuv someone for generating chiyuv mamon. But still, the bottom line is one depends upon the other. If he would have won and refused to be nishba, therefore he describes to say this. But that's a question which upon which that Hashem agree. So Hashem agree assumed that Allah had to be a smug for a dechot, for to say this. It's not dependent practically what would have happened. Even practically, he would have won, but he would have lost. He would have lost midaban and one midaraisa. Then he says that's also good. One midamar, three should say this. But quite what I'm saying now, it's that question only if you win or lost. The question is, what status would you have had? Would you have won because Aedim is equivalent to Aedim? Or would you have won not because you were equivalent to Aedim? You would have won because the Dechot doesn't permit the Baal Dabur to make a statement. If that's the case, it's not clear the vessel of the Rabbi. That should be so. The vessel of the Rabbi, maybe the reason you would have won is not because of your power, you could have to aid him, but because he's unable to be Nishma. So that I just called your attention. You thought, to what extent we compare the issue, say this. And the chiyuv tashlumin in a specific interior on the table. Now, the more later on explains what makes the question what the rabbi said, Echad Adayinu, what should be paskin? So we have the Gemara, which is certainly what the Hashbam and Rashi apparently had, was that the problem was, could be Nishba, not because he doesn't confront the eight. Could be Nishba because either he's directly postulators, or he's equivalent to being postulators. Was as follows. The Shalom of the Tresadi. Lifter, the Gichasad. Shtaber, Hamamich of Khatfi. He went to Hamamich of Khatfi. How are you gasped? What does Hamamich gasped mean? He did the Rabbi Gzela, he got this puzzle for Shavuot and puzzle of Eidus. So indeed, he got this puzzle of Eidus, puzzle of Shavuot. Or these puzzles for Shavuot, the Rabbanim and the Reises, 2 days in Thesis, the Ches, the Ksubis, and other places. But it's puzzle. And therefore, we learned over here, well, he claims not a Gazlan. He says that it's mine. No of us, we say to him, but you're not ever saying it's yours. So if we had to leave aside the question of 281, if we had to decide based on what we've seen that you went and you took Chaim to somebody else's house, אני claim that it's yours. But it's against Chadush Shloshu. We couldn't accept that. So what is this person? Is he a fine upstate citizen? He said, no, he's a Gazan. But we can't say that you're a Gazan, because you too had to say he's a Gazan. But the vice which he does is the vice which per se needs to be defined as a vice exhaler. If he should prove that it's his, it's not just the other way. It will no longer be defined as a Gazan. It's not that it will be a Gazan who won. In one respect, of course, it will be an embarrassment to how we were paskin, because it's also the most important comment, it's also for someone to break into someone else's house and take and remove his property there. So there will be a meister, which is some respect, a meister sailor. But the psak is, it might very well be his. And if it's his, he's not defined as a Gazan at all. So therefore the gross formulation, how are you Gazan, is difficult. He's not a Gazan. Or should we say, no, this is someone who does a mice who's a mice exhaler. Per se, braided someone else's house of Isaac Sailor. You're not to fight as a Gazlan, because it happens to be yours. But the bringing entry is exhaled nonetheless. And they were your apostle. And it's not the whole cheshire of Miguel and Decher and everything which we discussed before. It's an incidental issue whether this person is questioned to be Nishba or not. So clearly one of two ways over here. Either that the question of someone who breaks into someone else's house is he defined as a Gazan for the purpose of being Apostle Shur, Apostle of Hades, is the Gazan or is someone not a Gazan, nobody wins. That's one issue. The other issue could be, let's say he's defined as a Gazan. Let's assume he's defined as a Gazan. Is every Gazan a postulator? Someone should put a label on your father, your Gazan. So I said, I'm a Gazan. For a Gazan to be postulated is a Shvur. I said, I take Shviput of his. Maybe it's not a Gazan. Maybe I'm defined as a Gazan, but not a Gazan who's Chayim. It's possible. More of a seer was listed servant exhibit. Base, signal, unless the maker just knows to get him angry. Signal, Amenas, the Shalim, Tashuma Kefil. If he intends to return, he's able to see them. Well, it doesn't say whether he's disrelated to Shua. He's able to love. So I was able to put this last evening. Perhaps that's the issue of here. It's considered having taken a moment. So if you did take a moment, did you engage in the profession of a sailor? Maybe yes. That would be the issue. But if so, it has nothing to do with which we're going from a shalom. It's a different matter. If you look at the Rashbam, He's been going so far.
So the Rambam says he's going to have a gazlin, but he says he's not a gazlin in this case. He's not a gazlin. As gazlin nipsul, in other cases, this is also nipsul, but the psul is not psul gavra. Psul is because he can't match up and confront the aid. The passage that was used to those who are going to have a gazlin is this psul gazlin, psul gavra. And then I said what I said just before. I mean, you know, Scots are going himself, each table, how would he gas the pilch? He went there to him, made you gas land, made this Makri show. אבל גזלן בשני הפסדים ולא יכול לטעות ידי חטפי. זה יישום זה פסל בצור גברה ויש סבר סחישה. את פסל פרסל הידס דרך הפסל הוא ביספשת. זה לא ספשת, זה מקרישים. זה לא מקריש, then it becomes possible like this. Of course, what he we respond by saying that even if the devil is sufficient, that's when the devil says this is the gazlan. Here he does the maisa, which if it's not his, it's the same. But when he says that, which is the issue, and therefore, we'll not be able to say definitively that he has got some other affairs. The Shuvah of the Rashba, someone said, someone described Shuvah, and the Baal Dabur was opposing him, together with the Yei Tachod, hang up on him, they said he's possibly sure. I'm sure or not. But there's not a case of Yedecha, it's Yedecha post the Baldovo. Right, so we have either that we don't not give ourselves like a Gazlan, and we give us an explanation that the kids were that confronted the aid, or that we regard him as the Gazlan of Gavre. And it never was the possible for that. Or the possible for the Gavra, because there's a mighty sailor there's no chiyuv gzeira. Of course, the question of the Eder himself be sufficient apostle is a tremendous chidush. One, Sa'adon HaFafei, says Mefurosh, that only if you have two Edim, each of them says to the Nevera, you can be mitzvah to two, but otherwise you certainly can't do it. Now, the bottom line, we've got the Pesach. It sends us to Gemara Shavuos. Gemara Shavuos is, you know, this sugya is a little complicated per se, but the underlying principles are quite clear. The we have a Mishnah case, Shneim Chashudim. So if you have a case only the Nitzvah to Chashus, so there, that's the one of the corners that the Tever is Nitzvah and Eitel. Either this is the corners in order to help the Tever, or the Nitzvah, that's what we've already discussed. That's if the Nitzvah is Chashus. If the Nitzvah is not Choshut, Tuvei is Choshut, so therefore the Shavuot belongs to the Nitzvah. So if he's not Choshut, there's no way we can swear. What if Shem Choshutim? That's why it's not Choshut of Kema. Choshut of Kema, that's what the Malkim is, but Choshut of Kema means goes back, bounces back to the original Mechushur, namely the Mitzvah. And since he came in Yishma, he came to Tevea, responsibility falls by his shoulders, and he loses. The Prabhupada. If on the other hand, because of Shmuel Sinai, both of them are chayiv, neither of them can deliver the goods, so they're nothing. They might deliver one of chayiv. And it was the day, of course, Yachlaiku. How do we get the Yachlaiku here? See, one thing should be clear. Could be a chayiv of Suffolk. We don't know what Allah is. We have a study of Dina, we have a Yechleiku. We'll see it more fully when we get next to you. It could also be Yechleiku, even if we hold that's the Dababa. If you reject that's the Dababa, then it would be very difficult to say Chazal Shmuel and Chai B'Toich. Because that's all about Abzul Chidush B'Toich. But if we should say, Mr. Lachim Naskar Rababe, so in Rababe's case, there's no Yachloiku, but the Shua comes back to the Mitzvah. But again, the Shem Kshudim, so now we have a case, which each of them is Chai B'Shua. Not even the Raisa won't be Schaib, but this is the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon at one point said that if you don't swear, you don't get. So that's the case. We have a Yechlag and Av Sofer, but each of them is the little bit after Shavur, half the more after Shavur. And that's what Yechlag, so to say Yechlag, to say Mitoch, is not a Tata Nisasa. Should you do that or not? See, the Chod of Pashut, we have to get back to the question which we discussed, was that the nature of Chashut. But the question of the Chashut, Chashut against where, if that didn't be taken. if we tell you, we don't find that the Tevei has to swear, except in Ramutberg, you know, the Tevei has to swear, so why should you have to swear? So that's very simple. For that purpose, we say to the Svara, there's not any Yochel Shabbos. Yochel Shabbos doesn't matter. Seich in Ami, mit Reis und mit Teich. If you're Choshud, if you're, it's Nitzvah should swear, he can't swear, so he should pay him based on Mitzvah. But Midrabanon, so what did they say Midrabanon? In Midrabanon they said that Choshud cannot collect it all. Or, to put it the other way, the Choshud Midrash is regarded as in Yochel Shalom. And you're going to show them as Mishalim. So once we drop, so if you leave the dice as such, so you can have me, so it'll come back. And only the Nitro will swear. But if you swear me the Rabbanon, whatever they said, it's a lot of Nishmei Benaitl. If you are a Choshu, you're not Nishmei Benaitl. The Balmoy and the Rabbis we saw, against the Rif of the Rambam, the Rambam and the Rambam would say that once that you divide the Choshud, there's two Shavuos and divide the Choshud. If it's a Shavuot which would be the right speaker, then he should not have been given at all. So then the Shavuot is fit to do the favor to Nitva. To make it, if the Nitva, to do the favor to Tevea. I can't swear that the Mishmet Tevei should win. Because the Shavu is only Mishmet Chatzchila. You can't have it. If it's a Shavu, which is Ikar Adin, you should collect another Shavu, then that Shavu is Chatzchila falls away, and you'll pay. But that's sort of assume the Barabar and the Raibit. If I was to believe the Rambam, and if the halach is that the Shavuot for Choshud is likuver, every time the Nishmei Benaitl, regardless of the Nishmei Benaitl, it's the Nishmei Benaitl, the Reis, the Rabbanon. We're going over to be the Reis. But the bottom line is, the Rambam is second Shavuot. And they said, without the shvur, you won't collect, because it shouldn't be midraise. So now, that's what happens. So between the choshud, there's no preference for one over the other. In both the b'chayv shvur, the shvur which is me'akiv. Anyone can't deliver the goods, the shvur which is me'akiv, when I get the moment, since it happens to both of them, so quite simply, the question of what happens when Shneim Choshudim and Mechalim Dinei Shavuos depends on what happens when only one is a Choshud. If when one is a Choshud, namely the Nitva is a Choshud, then we say the Mikar Adin, the Tevei should win without a Shavuot. If Shneim Choshudim, he says, do I discriminate? The Nitva fails to deliver Shavuot in the Reise. The Vezor fails to deliver Shavuot in the Rabbanon. That's the case. Then the Nitva will take the heat and he will lose. If, however, each of them is nursing a Shavuot, which if you don't deliver, you can't collect. In one case, you can't collect the Dreis, you can't collect the Rabbanon. But if the bottom line is that you can't collect, having a twin should have failed to collect, it's never made any difference. The question of Rishudim could be learned in two ways. Either the question of what do you do when Shem Rishudim, neither of them can swear. Either for Shavuos, or to learn the problem where in Lucas, the application of the two Tzadim, how you see one over against the other. And this is a problem which is not for this one application. It's not the only application, but it's rather it's a derivative from a certain conception of what the Shavuot Rabbanon means. What would also mean, of course, is that if I should discriminate in any other way between Shavuos and Shabbat and Eitlin, as for instance, the mother talks about God to Yosemim, the person would apply. You can't be any better off. You would have been, but you know, Shavuot exists at all. Tell me one other second. The final point we consider in this connection is that while I've been dependent and against the Rabban of the Rif, maybe other variables, maybe the Shavuah, even both the same family, but not the same weight. But when it's the same and the same, more weight is very little than other shoes of the same family. So it requires having to consider one family is another family within the internal dynamics of each family per se, also maybe differences. If we don't accept that, for instance, according to the Rambam, thinks that every chashud fails to swear and discriminates and loses. Other Shem say no, that'll be Choshu, it's only Choshu, Shem HaYisim, which give particular power. Beyond it, it's over the Lois fellow. But what stresses this connection is that Shadi Boaz Maskana can depend either on the particular question of what happens with the confrontation of Tuchiyuvim Yitzchim Mitzchayim, what do you do, or it's a function of what happens over here when Shem Shudim. Is it indeed the same Choshuva, the same Chiv Shuva or not? Not what happens when there's a Chiv Shuva. And this is also the issue of the Yachleiku. Yachleiku could be Yachleiku of Sofer, because you don't know who's in the right. You don't know what the Aloch is. You don't know the Metzias, you don't know that test about Dvorim. Or Yachleiku of Sferiadina, we don't know what to do. Sfeidin itself could be one of two things. Either we don't know the pastor of the Yeshi or Abi Meir. Or it's nothing to do with doing it, having certain texts different days about the pastor with them, but rather with respect to this particular law, this particular case, how you pass it. Tamer is another pshat, so it's knas, but that's not the basic issue. Right, this is with regard to the primary issue in Sugir of Shev Shurim, what is with regard to the woman. The Gemara goes on, the question is Peri, in terms of the application to our Sugi. One was over there, thought that I'd rather pay you. The Simon says, be dummy. But I'm sad that the way God is, Achine. והדי מפקין לה מיני פרוי סביק המסיילי שאת הכין מקמי לי ביד אלא ידעי ורדעי מחד פרוי שני פר אני אתחיל שזה כמו שצז בגיר סימפל כמו שזה was there the man who thinks otherwise the man who thinks that pair that he keeps because words his very Jesus his first version accepted by two supported by two Adim so he was waiting he has the truth of Adim over here that's his problem here we could learn also two ways with the private commodities. My decision is as follows. In the usual case, the case of Hassel and Ababa, the Edecha confronts the Gazdan, the Chaitev, for two levels. First, he did Mesech Tifer. And number two, given what I've seen at the Zog of Shadosh Shalayu, you're a Gosling. Here, to diverge, if we find two Adim who agree with what he says, they had Paris for 3 years, both of them said that he would win. If the problems with one aid, then it works against him. The question here is, how do we regard the answer to Edechot with regard to Chazokin? We've already seen, we spoke with Mishnah from Vav, Shlosh Shachin, each of them can be said separate Agode, and they can be Mitzur. What's even there is in Edechot, to be made in favor of the Machzik. We don't say that the Ches Shoshonim is like a Rayas, like Onshin. Hedecha is nothing. Hedecha is something. And not only what I said in other connections, in a moment always, Hedecha is there with the power to be chayav mamon, except that you can fend him off. He would say more than that, said even where he per se would not be able to win, but his aid is take into consideration. So we have paradoxically then, who says that there was a chiz chazok here, and therefore based on what he's saying, the master should win. Another situation in which the Eidechot, or an alternative reading, said the Eidechot works against the Maxi. He's not saying in effect to the payers illegally. How do we regard this? It seems fundamentally saying our God by the Achilles payers. It's the basic agoda. Factually speaking, what happened, that's positive. Chesed shel Hashanim, Yerushalmi, Sfarim, and Gemara, that's been saying here as well, Achilles payers. That's what his agoda says was Achilles payers. Basil and Maise would not be able to implement in that direction because he's only in Eidechot. So paradoxically, if they'll be able to cash through to one side, we've got the payers, but as far as the moment, the conclusion, up for the other side. What do we say now? We say that in Eidechot, he says that the Marxists hate the payers. That's not going to be not a pair, his payers per se. That's a very Chazoki. Bezim will only be able to use this for his payers. But this is a Chazoki. Again, is this a God of the Eidechot fundamentally? Yeah, God about the issue which divides them, namely about the Shtar, about the his payers, but the fundamental question is the status of the character. And that should have applications. We got to, what do we do with when it's going to be in our case, we get the payers. So I was inclined to learn this question, what kind of agoda do you have? It's still shunning. Basically, I got it by the conquer, basically, I got it by the payers, the his payers. That's the machlit of the Kibir Chamim, but I've involved with base. Take a look over there for a minute. Mishnah says that three brothers, they could all be Mitsuah, if each of them should be a sage for his payers for a year, and you would solve them. שלושה אחים וחם ישראל אם היה מראה לשלוש ידיעות each year is a cut then you stitch them together and the Maxic wins ואין זה אחת להזרמה the mother explains this was up in the Kibbutz Chachamim and the Kibbutz like a thought and the Mishnah thinks that if you could solve them in favor of building the Chazoke and I'm curious about differently, Dover Chassidov. I find that to be a plausible explanation. I'm going to give you the Chavim. I asked the Rav, I don't think I've got a good reply. One says the other Sugis, Chassidov, 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 Dover Chassidov. One saw a seer in one place, was to say another place, he two shots, the Shigdela. Each one says he's half a gedolah, which is nothing. And there were also the Senator, the Flambe, the Pevov. According to Rosh Baruch, the applications in other areas of Baruch are accused of Chomer is illegitimate. Because because those problems, the problem of keeping the chomim, it's not a general problem in the stages. It's an offshoot of a particular problem in the Shoshonim. Where is the So what does this have to do with Chazokah and Tovach and Mochar? With Gorgonah and Tovach? With Gorgonah and Tovach? What do you deal with the applications? But if you want to deal not with the host problem, the problem of our city here, I think it's entirely possible. But then we have to ask ourselves, what's the Maskone? We'll get the Maskone. Since it was 3 years and 2 years. Yeah, Rabbi Chad started without the shame in the pain. That would be the exact fit. What would be the other case? That the Gemara doesn't tell us. Okay, we'll stop here. Mishnah next week. We'll start with the next figure. Oh, well. There's a particular case in the Gemara, but the overall topic is what do you do in Bama and Middle of Suffolk? Choyku, Meshchor Varaye, Bim Meshuj, Pesishish. Now, first of all, the Pesach of Meshchor Varaye. So then look at the Mishnah, Mavar Abba Bakame. The Gemara Varaye, Mishnah Abba Tzumchis, and the Gemara of Mevom and Beis, which talks about the Mokav of Svara Vahai. It's the Svara, which has a Gosu, what is it? In that context, the Lord is the Suya of Sunchus in the Mitzir of Kufa Vod Aleph, and the Gemara of Sunchus right there above Kamer, Mevom and Beis, Mevom and Aleph. The Gemara talks about the Mokir, Meshchor Varaye. We deal with the Mokir and also with the thank you for that esteem. Not the Mokir, that's what I've been based on the Kamer. So you understand that. Secondly, we have the Yachloiku. What kind of chlug you have? Whatever in our case, in the case of shnevus and metalis. So then you look at the Gemara in Ksubis, Tzad Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom. Shnei shtos yesh miyom echad. So it's like dilem lav. Shnei yesh miyom echad. You say achloku. Okay, Chalukis. There you see the different models of Chalukis, and that's the key to understand the source of the Chalukis. So, with analogous to that, you'll have the case of Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph from Mitzir, about 15 lines from the bottom. Again, what are the different models of Chalukis? Well, that is figured the Dina, that's a different issue. The tasting Gittin of Yidalat Ben Bey, the old tastes which we use with this, primary issue has to do with an issue of chlukim, when you see one of so chlukim, when you don't see it. And the Gemara do as follows. Start the Mishnah Shemes and Talis. You learn until Gimel of the Aleph at the bottom. We won't deal next time with details of what kind of what's kashis, what you say, what you don't say. But go with more action nonetheless. Then the Prabhupada Shor Hashem was confronted by when we say chloko, we're not. And why in Shem Shem Tzai say chloko, here you don't. That you'll have the Stasi Yehu Harbe, Paul Tisim of Mitzir, and look at the beginning of the next thesis by Miguel Haitzi. That's something we've already heard. The Ramban there in that Sugya, and the Ramban here in Babitsir, there in Babitsir, that Sugya, and the Ramban here in Babasa as well, is a general summary of when you say the Chalikum, you don't say the Chalikum, which formula you deploy in the Rimigash here and the Ramban here. Now that will suffice for the first time, and then we'll go on. I wish everyone had a friend in Purim. I have a double Purim. I used to have one here, one pleasant, but whatever you have, should be with Simcha Malaya, and don't let current events disturb you.
We don't have a share in 2 weeks, Rabbi. Rabbi, is in 2 weeks we don't have a share?
2 weeks and both.
Huh? In the States, in 2 weeks. Next week, there is a share in 2 weeks.
Moshe, what the